The situation in Senegal is somewhat frustrating, especially for someone like me who's invested a lot of his time in fighting for democracy in Senegal. I remember back in 2011, 2010, I actually quit my job and I was part of a group of young diaspora, young professionals in the diaspora who were fighting to prevent President Abdoulaye Wade at the time from trying to run for a third term. We were, by the side of President Macky Sall when he was elected in 2012, and that's what prompted me to go back to Senegal from the U.S. back then to try to, help him even further in the sector, in the education sector. I left my job in the U.S. and went back to work for the Ministry of Education. Why am I telling you this? Just to say that it's very frustrating to see that we've come back to square one. All of those gains that were made back in 2012 look like they have completely evaporated, right? We are now talking again about third terms and postponing elections, which has never happened before in our country. Senegal used to be considered a beacon of democracy, an example for, frankly, all other African countries. We are one of the only countries on the continent that's never seen a military coup, and so on and so forth. But we are finding ourselves in a situation where we don't even know when our next presidential election is going to be held, right? Because there's so much murkiness and so much confusion around the current situation, and the president has not made any clear or convincing statement to that effect. So we are still waiting to understand what will happen.
In fairness to the president has come out and said that he's not going to run at the end of his term. Obviously, there are a lot of skeptics who say that, wait a minute, this could be a political gimmick. He's trying to play a game with the people of Senegal. Yeah? Is it possible that he's trying to buy time to figure out how to take this thing to the next level?
I really hope that he has the wisdom to understand that what was not possible 10 years or 12 years ago with President Watt is not going to be possible again. Now, of course, his latest actions are not very comforting, I must say. And I'm praying at this point that he can really regain control of the situation and set a date for the elections, which is all that the Senegalese people are waiting for.
What happens in the event that he does not comply with the Constitutional Court ruling?
On April 2nd, his term comes to an end. So he will no longer be president of Senegal come April 2nd. So all of this delaying is actually jeopardizing the stability of the country. And I think he should realize it. I think he realizes it. So the sooner we can come to the resumption of the process, the better it will be, because we have a very tight deadline between now and April 2nd for campaigning to take place. For there is still time for President Macky Sall to set a date and to put us back on the right course, and I hope he does.